Welcome to Everyday Design, the show that brings out the designer in you, because you should be designing every day. Life by design. And today we have two guests, Simone Ford and Talisha Seeley. How are you doing, ladies?
Hi, we're good.
Okay, great. We're going to get into some really fun stuff today. A little bit of different designing, but first let me thank our sponsors, Harris Paints and also Lord's Screen and Window Repairs, where they offer a variety of services such as screen repair, pet screens, bathroom fittings for your tubs, etc. And you can call Scene Lord at 261-8732 to get your screens done. I know I need to get my screens done at home, so it's a very useful service that they offer. Now, Simone and Talisha, we're going to get into some very fun stuff. Today we'll be talking about jam puffs. And these ladies, they're actually analysts by profession, and they do lots of work analyzing different things. I'm not going to say what they analyze, but they're analysts. But before we jump into our topic of today, which is jam puffs, I'm asking you to show your color personality. And we have a Harris color fan deck in front of you with all the, well, a lot of the colors that Harris Paints has. And Simone has selected three colors that she believes are her color personality. What are those colors, Simone?
Okay, so my three colors are...
Let me see them here. And I know that Talisha has hers there as well.
Yeah.
So let me see. We're just zooming in. Your three colors are... Okay, this one is Moon Goddess. Wow. Summer Beige. And then we're looking at, okay, Katarina Green. Katarina, I'm looking at it from an angle, so it's a bit hard. Okay, so from these, and what are yours, Talisha? This is the purple. It's a kind of a purple. And then a green and a brown. Okay, so let me give you Simone's as well. Simone's, yours is kind of like a pinkish color.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And then you have kind of like a summer beige is like a tan, a type of a tan. Mm-hmm. And then your Catalina green is like a green, but it's like a muted green. Okay, so what I'm detecting here, I'll start with Talisha first, is you have kind of like an earthy, earthy down-to-earth kind of appeal, because you've selected like a brown and a green, but then you hit it with like a strong purple. So I'm detecting some kind of glam in there. And Simone, I mean, this, it helps to know this, because when you're about to paint your home, you want to also be able to zoom in on that color that's good for you.
Yes.
Whereas Simone, I'm detecting a bit of relaxation here.
Yep, definitely.
A bit of cool colors. Even though you selected like a beige and like a muted pink and a green, I'm detecting that you like to relax. A kind of a groundedness as well.
Yeah.
A grounded beige is kind of like a groundedness. Not as earthy as Talisha, but still a groundness, but with a kind of a muted, relaxed, almost beachy feel to some degree.
You got it.
Okay, great. So that is it. That's, you know, and I think everybody, you know, if you can get your hands in a Harris fan deck, you can do that and look at your color personality. So we're talking about jam puffs today.
Yes.
Now, you ladies have analyzed jam puffs, and of course, we cannot forget Mr. Ryan Griffith.
Yeah. Sure.
One of the leaders of this group called the Jam Puff Crew. The Jam Puff Crew. So where did the Jam Puff Crew start from?
Well, basically, it was a way of really getting to know each other. Because you were in one building, but you still might not know each person. You know, individually. So it all started with Ryan. Ryan would always come and check on us actually before he goes to his desk.
Right.
So he was like, so what did you guys eat? And we recently had a staff member, so she likes jam puff, a new staff member. So he was like, so if you're saying these jam puffs are so good, maybe we should try them too. And then the whole idea came about that we should probably try from a variety of persons on the island to see, you know, how good the jam puffs really are.
Okay, so Simone, what is your how did you get involved in this as well?
Well, first of all, I was on vacation. I came back
You're innocent of everything.
I was like, what's this email? Right. What's this email with Best Jam Puff in Barbados? It's like, what's this all about? And they were like, oh yeah, we just got to taste some jam puffs. We got different categories. Mm-hmm. Different categories are like, how flaky is it? Because you know sometimes all the pastries just fall off. Mm-hmm. Then how much sugar you have. You have the taste of the jam, the amount of jam, because sometimes you have more puff than jam, and how the dough actually tastes. Mm-hmm. So those are the categories that we were rating in this whole thing.
Okay. So thank you very much, Simone, for some of that information in terms of the categories. But I'm sure that to narrow it down to these categories in terms of, let's review some of them again, the flakiness, the sugar, the amount of jam, the taste, and the taste of the pastry and the doughiness. You probably had to go through several criteria. Maybe you had a few more criteria than this, and then you narrowed it down to that. How did you get to this criteria?
How did we come to these five?
I think we were just calling things that we ourselves look for.
Things that the regular Bajan would look for in a real jam puff. Now, let's look at the jam puff as a pastry itself. Now, I must say, I've traveled the world. Well, I'm being a bit over there. I haven't traveled the world. I've traveled a lot of places. Let me just reel it back a little bit here. I haven't seen a jam puff anywhere else. I've been to France. I've seen various pastries with jam.
Right.
I've seen all types of croissants and swirls and different things with jam. But I think Barbados is the only place that I have seen a jam puff. Do we know of anywhere else in the world, I mean, that has a jam puff? Even if it's not called a jam puff, it may be pouf de jam or something like that, you know? Do we know of anywhere else where there is a jam puff?
No, I can't think of.
I know of any.
No, I can't think of any place.
Yeah.
I think so. At least not packaged in the way that we know a jam puff is packaged, etc. So I think a jam puff is fairly unique Barbadian delicacy, I would call it. Mm-hmm. And I must congratulate the jam puff crew, you know, Ryan and the team. And how many people are there in the crew in the whole line? Yes, you just acknowledge the other members.
It's about 8 of us.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. So we have Astra, Michaela, Simone, myself, Shaquille, Sylvia, and Tammy.
Okay, great. And that is the illustrious group called the Jam Puff crew.
Oh, and Ryan.
Of course, Ryan. Ryan is like the Jam Puff leader.
Yeah.
You know? Mm-hmm. So, but I think this approach to food is something that is quite interesting because we can sometimes minimize something that is ours.
Yep.
Yeah. I mean, we can say, it's just a jam puff. But when we go and we watch HGTV, Food Network, and we watch those other places, we see that people actually take a lot of detail and analyzing what they have. Yeah. And I must say that you guys are very professional. during the break, we were talking about, you know, what was it you were saying about the data set, Simone? Can you tell me a little bit about the data set? You know, that's not the average word that a Bajan uses. You know, and it just goes to show the caliber of people that are working on this project in terms of that you guys analyze information.
I was just saying the data set is pretty small. You know, we're all from the same place of business. Mm-hmm. We might not be from the same place in terms of where we live, but I don't know. Maybe we have some similarities there. Might be a bit of bias there. I don't know. So it might not be the most accurate phrasing.
Okay. Well, Simone, what we're going to do, we're going to take a break here. Mm-hmm. And Tanisha.
Yes.
What we're going to do, Simone and Tanisha, we're going to take a break here and we're going to come back with more and learn about this Bajan delicacy called the jam puff.
Okay.
Do you have windows that need repairing? Do you need screens? Are you propping up your windows with a stick? Don't wait till the hurricane season to fix your windows and screens. Call Lord's Window and Screen Repairs at 261-8732 or 260-8633. We are your reliable window and door screen repair company. Protect your home and family with Lord's Window and Screen Repairs. Contact us today on Facebook or call 261-8732 or 260-8633 for a free quotation.
Welcome back to Everyday Design. We're here with Simone and Tanisha, and we're looking at jam puffs and trying to find out where is the best jam puff in Barbados. Now, I have to confess, we're not going to call any names of any establishments, but if you belong to one of those establishments and you want to find out if your jam puff was the best, feel free to call them up. And I'm sure they would reveal to you the analysis and the breakdown and what they thought they were. But how did you, what were some of the differences you noticed between the jam puffs that you would have eaten?
I would say that some of them were flatter,
mm-hmm.
and others had, like, the sugar would just flake off. I think there was one I had, all my sugar was just left in the bag. And
so it didn't really seal the sugar. Was it the sugar or the jam?
The sugar.
The sugar, you mean, so the crustiness on the top.
Yeah. Right. And then some of them, the jam was just, it's kind of left an aftertaste.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, I think some had, like, you know, you take one bite from the corner, you know, you're not going to get any jam there.
Right.
But you take like 3 bites and you still no jam.
Wow. So this is more puff than jam.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, yeah. I know one of our announcers here at StarCom, he was saying that, you know, as he heard what we were discussing, he was saying that, you know, some people like the pastry and some people like the jam. Mm-hmm. But at the end of the day, it's a jam puff.
Yes.
So if it's a jam puff, it should have jam in it. And I must confess that. I think when you're looking for a quality jam puff,
mm-hmm.
one of the things that you're looking for, when you take that bite,
you
know, there should be at least some jam, at least in the first bite, especially if you make a sizable bite into that jam puff. You know, but that is not always the case. But go ahead, tell me about some of the other observations you've had, Tanisha.
The taste of the pastry.
Mm-hmm.
We could, of course, tell when the jam puff is really, really fresh.
Right.
Because your pastry is just going to be, it's going to be so soft and so nice. And if you bite, you don't have to be fighting. to bite that pastry.
Right.
So we always look for that freshness, of course. The doughiness, of course. Another thing too, nice and soft. You know, we just love the flour.
Mm-hmm,
and,
mm-hmm.
you know, when our bread is soft and nice, we really enjoy it. So another thing for our jam puff, once the dough is really, really nice and soft, a plus for us.
Okay. Now, we're going to get down to the numbers. We're going to get down to the numbers because this is an analytical situation. You all have a rating. You're going to tell us what your strategy is for your rating.
Mm-hmm.
We're not going to call any names, but probably what we can do is we can assign numbers to each of the establishments that do jam puffs. And we can call establishment one, got a this, that.
Yeah.
And I guess we don't have to go through what everyone voted, but we can just look at the summaries at the bottom in terms of what establishment one got for this and that. But what I'll do quickly is we'll take a break and we'll come back and look at the numbers behind the best jam puff in Barbados.
Okay.
Never seen you rock so. Now it's time to play. You move me like the wind blows as night becomes a day. I know you want to go slow. Where I don't know, but rocking is the true road. Hear me.
Just like reggae,
hit me like a drum. the truth wrong.
Windows that need repairing? Do you need screens? Are you propping up your windows with a stick? Don't wait till the hurricane season to fix your windows and screens. Call Lord's Window and Screen Repairs at 261-8732 or 260-8633. We are your reliable window and door screen repair company. Protect your home and family with Lord's Window and Screen Repairs. Contact us today on Facebook or call 261-8732 or 260-8633 for a free quotation.
Welcome back to Everyday Design, because this is a show where you should be designing every day. And we have two brilliant ladies with us, representatives from the Jamprof crew, Simone Ford and Tanisha Seeley, who are here, and we're looking at the numbers behind the best Jamprof in Barbados. And again, some of the categories that we're looking at include the flakiness of the Jamprof, the amount of sugar in the Jamprof, the amount of jam, the taste of the pastry, and the doughiness. So those are some of the categories that we're looking at. So, Tanisha, if you can go through some of the results from that we have had numerically in terms of each category and which ones came out on top.
Okay, so we have on a scale of 1 to 5, rating each category, your flakiness, sugar, amount of jam, taste of pastry, and your doughiness on a scale of 1 to 5,
right.
5 being the highest.
Mm-hmm.
For each category, if you look at establishment number 1, who so far is at the top of our rating, they basically got...
So you mean there's one that stood out the best?
Yeah, best. Who basically had all of these categories exactly as we would have pictured.
Were they consistent in doing it? In terms of in like showing like from a variety of jam puffs that you all had amongst you that it was pretty consistently good?
Yeah, it was pretty good? Consistent. Oh, yes, wow. Pretty consistent. So we could really say basically every category so far... all fives, close to fives.
Oh, wow.
Flakiness,
the
sugar.
Perfect jam puff.
Yep. Yes.
Wow. Now, I'm sure you're wondering, where can I find the perfect jam puff in Barbados? Now, if you want, you have to contact me personally. I'm not calling any names on this show. Yes. So... This establishment had like almost all fives.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Okay, great. Yes. Yeah. And so tell us a bit about what some of the others did.
Well, some of the others, you know, they...
Where they might have fallen down and where they might have been strong.
Yes. Clearly, in some cases, it was the amount of jam. So as Simone was mentioned...
You found
that was a common
yes, thing?
Yes. Mm-hmm. As Simone mentioned earlier, sometimes you one bite in, no jam. Mm-hmm. 2 and 3 bites in and still no jam. So we found that some of the other establishments were a bit low when it comes to the amount of jam. Yes.
That's not good.
No.
So what are they trying to do? I mean, like, what are they trying to do? Are they trying to, like, save cost or something? The jam puff is suffering at the expense of the jam puff.
Mm-hmm. The jam is a major thing. You know, it's a jam puff, as we would have specified earlier. So,
but what
not
they did not know.
That amount of jam is really, not so good on their end.
But what they didn't know is that they were the jam puff crew out there. The watchdogs for the jam puff. Yes? Okay, great.
Yes.
So, yeah. So, that was a consistent thing among several of the establishments.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
If we look at maybe the sugar as well, you know, the finishing the sugar on the top, in some cases the sugar wasn't enough.
So in other words, now I know sometimes when you eat the jam puff and the flakiness, I know sometimes like before you can even bite it, like the flake is like dropping off.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, and if you want to eat it, it's very messy.
Yes, yep. It's very messy.
It's very messy. Is that good or is that bad?
Well... Good and bad. Because the flakiness could be a result of the freshness of it as well.
Right, right.
So the fresher, maybe the flakier the jam puff is,
okay,
which is good for us.
Mm-hmm. Right. So the flakiness is good in terms of freshness.
Yes, the freshness.
Right.
Yes, but when we want to have that sugar, is a good finishing touch for us.
Oh.
Yes.
A good sugar rush.
Yes.
Oh, okay. Yes. So at the same time, it needs to be on the jam puff as well when you eat it. Because I must say, for me... I do like the sugar to be in, but I don't like, especially like if you're in the car, sitting in the car. Should they develop a special jam puff for the mobile person?
I think so. That should be a thing.
You know, like a less flaky jam puff because I mean, like then you gotta get like dusting them off all the time.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. So yes. Any other categories that stood out?
I think those two were the main downfalls for the others. Yes.
What about the doughiness? Because I know sometimes, as far as the dough is concerned, like, you know, if the dough is not cooked properly,
right.
Or, you know, I'm, and then again, people have different tastes. Like, I like things to be a little moist.
Right.
I don't like a hard, dry taste.
Right.
But some people might like a drier taste. Like, I like my things a little bit chewy and things, whereas people like to, like, bite in and get that quick flake. You know, so how did the jam puff crew agree on some of those things?
Yes,
well, everybody has their own rating. It depends on the person because sometimes, well, for me, I would prefer if when I bite into something, I don't need to immediately go for a glass of water. I could actually like chew it properly, but other people may like I don't know, like some dryer, like right. you said. Mm-hmm. So it all depends on the person.
And I think what is good about your analysis is that you've taken out, I think you like the outliers, the extreme numbers, mm-hmm. you've kind of rounded them off yeah. so that you have a cleaner number yep. that represents,
yeah.
you know, what the mm-hmm. true jam puff is.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay, great. Now, I need to ask you, I mean, we've started with jam puffs. Mm-hmm. Or what's the future of the jam puff crew here? Because I think you're onto something big. Uh-huh. I think I won't be surprised if Starcon is inundated with all kinds of calls. You know, find out, okay, where is this? Where can we get the best jam puff in Barbados? I think this needs to go online. I think you need to have a following on Facebook and Instagram so that people can really zoom in. And people want to weigh in on this. I mean, there are jam puff people around Barbados who are like, I want to weigh in on this jam puff right, in right. Barbados. I want to have my say mm-hmm. on this, you know? So where are we going with this thing?
Well, I mean, we didn't really have a plan in place, yeah. but mm-hmm. we could have one now.
Yeah. I mean, I think you really should take it to another length. I mean, there are lead pipes out there. Yeah. There's salt breads, you know? I mean, this is a whole yeah. current slices. Yeah. There's a whole yeah. world of things. And I think even as a tourism, mm-hmm. a tourism movement, because remember, we have TripAdvisor, we have Zagat, we have those other rating agencies. Mm-hmm. And you know, when a tourist is coming to Barbados, they want to find out, like, where can I eat what's local? Where can yeah. I eat mm-hmm. what's best? And if they can go on, they heard about the jam puff crew, and especially mm-hmm. if it's on TripAdvisor and different yeah. things, and they can go and say, okay, I know we can get the best jam puffs from this place. Mm-hmm. I think people would want to weigh in on that. And the people who haven't done as well in your rating, they may want to find out, how can I improve my jam puff? Yeah. And besides being consultants and analysts in other areas, you guys could be, you know, next thing you end up being a food consultant yeah, on the Food yeah, Network.
Sure.
You know, and then when the Barbados Tourism Food and Wine and yes. Rum Festival comes around, you guys would be out in the judging
yeah,
panel.
Yeah, judging
I mean, come on. I'm seeing the world here. Listen, ladies, yeah. I want to thank you all so much. I want to thank Ryan as well. I want to thank Shamari and the other members of the Jam Prof crew. And you can call their names again.
Astra, Michaela, Shaquille, Sylvia, Tammy, myself, Simone, and Ryan.
Okay. We want to thank you, ladies, for coming in and being a part of the Jam Puff crew. Any closing statements that you want to have at this time?
I mean, if you made Jam Puffs out there, just feel free. We are ready to taste them and grade them.
Okay, and listen, I'll give my number. My number, 253-7567. If you are interested in finding out more, or you want to improve your Jam Puffs, and you want to be a part of the Jam Puff crew, just give us a call. Give me a call, Derek, and we'll link you up and see how we can get this analysis going.
Do you have windows that need repairing? Do you need screens? Are you propping up your windows with a stick? Don't wait till the hurricane season to fix your windows and screens. Call Lord's Window and Screen Repairs at 261-8732 or 260-8633. We are your reliable window and door screen repair company. Protect your home and family with Lord's Window and Screen Repairs. Contact us today on Facebook or call 261-8732 or 260-8633 for a free quotation.